Does your bonding composite permit leakage underneath the bracket during orthodontic treatment? As orthodontists, we assume that the materials we use to bond brackets to teeth actually seal the area beneath the bracket so that bacteria, saliva, or plaque cannot permeate that area. But is that assumption really true? Can plaque and bacteria actually get beneath the orthodontic bracket with certain types of bonding materials? Does it make any difference if one uses metal brackets or ceramic brackets? Both of those questions were addressed in a study that was published in the November 2006 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. The title of this article is Microleakage Beneath Ceramic and Metal Brackets Bonded with a Conventional and an Antibacterial Adhesive System. This paper was co-authored by Neslihan Arhun and several other research associates from Başkent University in Ankara, Turkey. The purpose of this study was to determine and compare the microleakage under both ceramic and metal brackets bonded with a fluoride-releasing, antibacterial, light-cured, self-etch adhesive system compared to a conventional light-cured adhesive system. The sample for this study consisted of 40 intact human premolars that had been extracted for orthodontic purposes. The teeth were divided into four groups. The bonding materials that were tested in this study were either Transbond XT or Clearfill Protect Bond. This latter bonding material was developed recently and has a fluoride-releasing antibacterial effect. It's also a self-etching adhesive system. Now, the authors wanted to test each of these adhesive systems as well as determine if any differences occurred between metal or ceramic brackets. So the sample was actually divided into four groups, in which each of these adhesive systems were used to bond either metal brackets or ceramic brackets to the teeth. So this was a laboratory study. After bracketing, the authors thermocycled these bonded teeth for 500 cycles. What that means is placing the bonded tooth in simulated oral environment with deionized water. For each cycle, the brackets were placed for 30 seconds in water and then 10 seconds out of water. And the process was repeated 500 times. Then a dye was applied to the teeth. The dye would be able to penetrate beneath any areas around the bracket to determine if microleakage actually had occurred. Then the authors sectioned the teeth so the microleakage, if present, could be scored in different areas. Okay, what do you think happened? Does the adhesive allow microleakage, and if so, is it greater around metal or ceramic brackets? Question number one, do either of these adhesives permit microleakage? The answer to that question is yes. And there were no statistically significant differences between either of these two materials. Question two, which brackets allow more microleakage, metal or ceramic? Although the differences were not great, the metal brackets allowed more microleakage than the ceramic brackets. Question three, what is the significance of this microleakage? The authors of this study believe that if microleakage occurs, then perhaps the antibacterial agent in the self-etch adhesive system could be beneficial to avoid bacterial decalcification beneath the bracket, since these brackets have microleakage anyway. But the authors were very clear in stating that their study did not test the actual effectiveness of the antibacterial adhesive system. So in conclusion, the authors have clearly shown that all brackets showed microleakage and that metal brackets showed more microleakage than ceramic brackets. If you're interested in reviewing the findings of this study, you can find it in the November 2006 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.